With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Is this a sign of a bit of a softening up? The Kremlin says it regrets the expiration of the last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the U.S. President Vladimir Putin expressing readiness Thursday to stick to the pact's limits for another year if Washington agrees. But President Trump says he wants a new deal. Job openings at their lowest level in more than 5 years.
The Labor Department says job vacancies fell to 6.5 million in December from 6.9 million in November. Layoffs rose slightly, and the number of people quitting their jobs was essentially unchanged at 3.2 million. But economic growth is still strong. GDP, the nation's output of goods and services, advanced from July through September at the fastest pace in 2 years. Economists aren't sure if hiring will accelerate to catch up to strong growth or if growth will slow to reflect a weaker labor market. Donna Warder, Washington.
OpenAI and Anthropic, the startups behind ChatGPT and Claude, are gearing up for a major showdown.
The rivalry began when OpenAI leaders left to form Anthropic in 2021. Both now need to prove they can turn a profit. Anthropic is airing Super Bowl ads mocking OpenAI for introducing ads on ChatGPT. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman called the ads funny, but said they're also dishonest. Their main battleground now is winning over corporate leaders who want AI tools to boost productivity. They also face competition from Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. Bob Agnew reporting.
Investigators in Arizona believe Nancy Guthrie is out there, adding, quote, "We want her back home." This is SRN News. Confidence in organized religion is in decline. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Gallup organization has been culling through its data over the years, and it paints a rather stark picture. In the year 2000, a quarter of a century ago, 56% of Americans said they had a lot of confidence in organized religion in this country. In 2025, it was only 36%. Gallup also reports that while 45% of adults say they currently belong to a church or synagogue, 68% said they did so in 2000, which probably has a lot to do with confidence. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing two more arrests following the anti-government protests in a Minnesota church, bringing the total number to 9. Bondi named the last two arrestees, Ian Austin and Jerome Richardson. Grand jury in Minnesota has indicted all 9 on federal civil rights charges. This is SRN News. Bitcoin has taken a serious hit.
The price of Bitcoin has continued its month-long slide, even after the White House hosted banks and cryptocurrency companies this week, seeking common ground on pending legislation that would regulate stablecoins. Bitcoin dipped below $64,000 and has lost nearly half of its value since October 6, when it hit a record high of over $126,000. After Trump's 2024 election win, Bitcoin prices chugged even higher as Trump strongly backed cryptocurrencies. Those gains have now been erased. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street figures, S&P 500 Thursday fell 84 points, lost number 6 in the last 7 days. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 592 and the NASDAQ off 363. More details, srnnews.com.